chashuving man asked me today, he's sitting and learning a couple of years in yeshiva, risky yeshiva before, then he came to the mirror, after his chasana. Oh, Hashem, he's a chashuving man, so I don't know him so much. This is the way he represents himself. And he's sitting and learning all the svarim. He doesn't feel that he's going up a class. So he's learning. Shtar, morning seder, afternoon seder, night seder. Eventually his yediyas and the texts that he knows are more. But he doesn't feel the jump. So you'll learn another 5 years, 6 years, and then what? You're going to tell us, that'll be the jump. Like, he's looking for the jump. And I told him, this is the Nekuda really I want to speak about. And it's bad for every person and every different matter. He's missing Mesirus Nefesh. He's missing Mesirus Nefesh. And I say the same thing to a Bacher that also feels that he's not jumping up, missing Mesirus Nefesh. And I don't know how to explain. Missing Mesirus Nefesh, I don't mean that a person now will decide, okay, Mesirus Nefesh, day and night, 24 hours, 7, he will learn. These are for the value that people can't sell to. I told him the marshal. Mesirus Nefesh means the marshal Yom Chamishi by night. You leave your house 12 o'clock or in the house and you learn straight till Friday 12 o'clock in the morning. Without the ticket. 12 hours. It's hard. Once a week you have such a Mesirus Nefesh. Once a week. Learning Teichim in the Gansim Mesirus Nefesh. No disturbing. You speak on all a second. Chicken and Tainis Dibo. But, you know, you take your sandwiches, you rest a bit in the afternoon, you're ready. 12 o'clock by night, you hit Tachon the Seder, 7 o'clock, you dive in Shachis, you eat something in the Seder, till 12 o'clock. You have your Mesirus Nefesh. This picks you up to the next level. The Mesirus Nefesh is the kinyan that a person is koine and teiro that switches him. What Chazal call it, yesh koinoi lomoi b'shoa achas. Yesh koinoi lomoi b'shoa achas. This is what Chazal means. And this is a zach. A lot of bachrim, they learn. I'm not saying, I'll explain in a second, I don't mean that Mesirus Nefesh has to be from Yom Chamishi from 12 o'clock till the morning. Some people, this part is a little bit hard for them to do. Yeah? Well, it's not their cup of tea in Miruvnas. Yeah? A person can find a different Mesirus Nefesh. Lama Zagin, he's used to 10:30 by night, you know, his night is over. He has to go to his dira to relax. On dance of Pikoch Nefesh. Can't die. 11 o'clock is already, 12 o'clock is already to sleep. With his pajamas out, he learns for half an hour. Okay? If he's in a deer, then the shaykh to do it, you know. Also, people have masters around, yeah? So, mechanics, I'm like, that does, you know, there's a material around. A half an hour, every night. 12 o'clock is already, took a shower, he's already to go to sleep, and he learns, as if he's a half an hour. Every night. This is his Mesirus Nefesh. A person can find a different kind of Mesirus Nefesh. He takes winter 6 hours more to Shabbos. It's a dollar the first man. He has a Pesabis Medrash. He learns for 6 hours. The true thing of the Mesirus Nefesh, they're not to cheat. Yeah, a person will find 4 hours, he learns anyway, we'll add 5 minutes. Chav Mesirus Nefesh. Mesirus Nefesh is Mesirus Nefesh. The Mesirus Nefesh is what switches the person and makes him a different person. Avraham Avinu Nisnasa Be'esel Nisyonis was not only to test it. Hashem knew where he's holding. Because Baruch Hu knows it. The passing the test is the becoming the better person. As becoming. Avraham was Meisel Nefesh 10 times. The ganze Avraham Avinu. 10 Mesirus Nefesh. Asora Nisyonis Nisnana Avraham Avinu. 10 bumps. Boom. 10 times Avraham Avinu became Avraham Avinu. This is the Nisayon. For sure, Chazal say, "Va'al tevienu lidei Nisayon." So, a person doesn't have to have a Nisayon, but he has to have a Mesirus Nefesh. When a person is Meisur Nefesh, when a person is Meisur Nefesh, his life changes. His life changes. And he's every time Matzliach. I checked it myself before I came here. I was learning today, and I still have my chavrusa canceled on me. So, in yourself, so, you know, Alamon Mafarim could come. But, you know, I learned. So, to learn. I was about to get up. I said, I have 5 more minutes. I said, no, I finished the sugya. Sugya is not close. I have some shvara zachar in 5 minutes. I even don't know what I will learn now in 5 minutes. I'm in the middle of the home. I just get, you know, I need another hour to Masada the sugya. And I have to make some phone calls. I said, the ma'aser, I'm going to say it. I'm not going to make phone calls now. I went back to my seat. I said, I will learn now Masada's nefesh 5 minutes. Yeah? And I managed to learn that 5 minutes, but normally it takes me to learn 3 hours. I mean, the whole seat, I was like, I felt like Kosh Baruch Hu is feeding me. I wasn't exciting to me. I had so much things important to do. Just normally I don't do them doing Seder. I have achlat of what I do doing Seder. But I really close my Gemara. My Chavrus is not there. I'll sit there anyway. Someone will come to speak to me. Anyway, I will get this to. But Lemaisa, no, I was there. Lemaisa, I had 5 minutes to learn. So I went back to learn. And I had such a Seder Shmaya. I didn't have really for a couple of weeks. Because I forced myself to learn 5 minutes that I was not planning to learn. I learned a lot more from 5 minutes in the last couple of weeks. But that minute that I learned is what I anyway learn. Even that maybe is Mesirus Nefesh that I have inside him. But it's also my youth, it's really my regular Mesirus Nefesh. When I'm planning these hours to wake me up in the middle of the night, everything I have planned to do, this really is on schedule. Now I had a little fight with myself, I have extra 5 minutes to learn. But I'm going to give a shmooze and I have extra 5 minutes, so I'm going to do tzohera. But Lemaisa has to learn. I don't do these things doing Seder. So right, I really got up. I had a chavrusa when I was a bacher in Panovich. He knew Shas Yoshua Vehofuch. He was 19. His mamas knew. We can talk about him today. The reason I don't want to say is, he knew Shas. My mamas had chavrusa das. I came, you know, I didn't know one masechta even. He knew everything. And we learned, I remember we started to learn Ksuvis. We learned Night Seder. So we didn't learn the Bismedosh because people would disturb him. He was like, everyone asked it, every zach. We would learn Kol Chazanish. We sat and learned. I think we learned from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Every night we learned 4 hours Ksuvas, the second part of Ksuvas. And sometimes when we were holding, you know, it was ready 5 to 1, not 5, 2 minutes to 1, we got to the Mishnah. He would start the new Mishnah. And 1 o'clock would close. So I told him. He said, well, it's 2 more minutes. So he told me, because of that, I know Shas. Because of this, I know Shas. This is the Mesirus Nefesh. I have to learn. I have 2 minutes to learn. I finish the morning Seder. 12 o'clock, he finishes the sugya, you know. He circles it. People are machmirim, 11:45, you know. I don't know, you think these guys will be the first one in cheers. The right day they walk in the last one. It's Mamash Apele, yeah? Yeah. My Magdim, love him, Achim, lots of space, you know, I don't know how, yeah? It's the same Nisayon. I'm not speaking of bad boys. Bad boys, you know, I don't think they come to hear Musa, yeah? I speak of Bnei Aliyah. I speak at the nekudas that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the good bacher, that is your nekudas and nisayon. It's hard. I want to explain more from that. Sometimes a bacher says, no, I have hard days, mamash. Days that it's hard for me to learn. It seems that mamash is not going and I'm learning. No? So what are you telling me? So it's nefesh. I could tell you that day I lost my chavrus, I learned. That day I had this problem, I learned. Yeah, for sure. You have to learn all these days. This is called the normal nisayon. You want to be a good boy, you know. You're right. Things are hard. If you don't learn, you're gomished. You have a milchama sayyitza. What's coming done? You know, the fly has me sent to go on Shabbos in the car. What's coming done? The extra mesiras nefesh is the extra. This is a good bacher by you. What you could do extra? A mesiras nefesh. That mesiras nefesh. This is 5 minutes. No real war here. This 5 minutes makes you to become the Talmid Chacham. And you see the siyata d'shmaya. I went to learn 5 minutes, kilo nothing, just to learn everything what I learned again. Stop. Again, I'll read the Rashba. I knew nothing, I can't think nothing. I'm just going to learn 5 minutes, stop. And that, I'll tell you, Kodesh Baruch Hu paid me so much. First, I got up, I was Mamish, the happiest person in the world. Even now, happy, yeah? I walk out of this Mamish, I bumped into a guy. I tell you, someone asked me 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the collecting money for Kala Yosei. I know that brother, I don't know the story exactly, but I looked into the story, they asked me if I could put my name on. But it's not comfortable for me to put my name on, because I don't know them personally, and people come over to me and give me money, and then until I find them to give them. But, you know, I don't like to say no. I said, okay, you can put my name. People started to give me money, I'm going with the money in the pocket, you know, the guy never came back to me. Because he came the first day, and I told him there's no money, I told him I don't think money will come in. And the day after, then a guy came over to me, he's leaving Yem Revi, El Tisrael. So he wants to give all of his furniture to this Kali Yisrael, but they will have everything. I told him, I'll tell the truth, I don't know how to approach them. I don't know, they will take second hand. I said, very nice. I said, I don't know, they put my name, I don't know what to do with it. And today, in the beginning of second hand, I thought, the maaseh, they're leaving in a day and a half. Maybe I'm a chuyuv. To go around to look for this person, you know, someone wants to give worth $7,000-$8,000 furniture, dishes, everything to someone, you know, mamash to finish all the house. And I'm saying someone in yeshiva, that's her brother. I don't know his name, you know, name is not, but I could go around, I could find it. And when I started this 5 minutes, I had mamash and his story, and you know, at least I could do this in the 5 minutes. I'll just go one more round. I decided, no, you know, it's again the excuse of the Yitzhak. And I learned my 5 minutes. I walked out this medrash to the Vav, and I bumped into the guy. I even didn't recognize him. He tells me, no, you have something for my... He said, I'm the Kali Yisrael. I told him, okay, I'm rushing to the Vav, but come, we'll go downstairs. I called the number, we spoke to the people, and they'll give him all the furniture. So I also managed to do the mitzvah, and I also managed to learn. And I felt, you know, I felt such a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, I'm going to speak a Mesiras Nefesh. And I said to myself, I didn't plan to learn. So I'll say, oh, now I'll have some two stories after it, yeah? a lot of times a person has to know. I remember once I was going with my kids somewhere before Shabbos. And it became close to Shabbos. So I tried to recover Shabbos a bit earlier. So I went off the car where it was. I told my kids, you know, I will get there myself. It's an area. And, you know, I walked. I came home. So I walked into my kids, tell me, what is the story now? I said, no, it's no story. I kept the mitzvah. A person, you have to know, if a person does, and he's hoping that, you know, he will do namaseh nefesh, he will feel mamaseh ad shmai, and then he will meet all the people that he had to meet. But you will not meet no one. It doesn't go like that. I give up. Finish. It's not my business to help this scholar. You know, I have to sit and learn. I have my what I learn. I have what I do mitzvahs. I can't mix it up. When I have the time, no one's bothering me. It's time to make myself busy. I have to learn. I mamish. Everything became close to me, and I managed to do the mitzvah. But this is what changes a person from one step to the other step. And a person has to know. He can't push it away. He can't push it off. He has to go and do it. He has to go and do it. And it's such a shame, because the Kinyan, we have Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok, such grace and mention. And we yell at Kodesh Baruch Hu, remember Akedas Yitzchok, Akedas Yitzchok. Avada was special things in Akedas Yitzchok. We can't imagine the special things that happened in Akedas Yitzchok. But Rachmona Yitkalon, Kneusa the Pinchas Kano, ran with a knife to Sirus Nefesh. Pinchas, ben Elozo ben Alam HaKoyen, Elio Hanovi. That time in Sirus Nefesh. This is Pinchas. This is it. Yosef Tzadika. Sirus Nefesh, he ran out of the room. This is the story of Yosef. Aurim, Verocho Besomach Beliboy. Every person can come to that. And this is a thing you don't have to be a Bal Madrege Atzuma to start. And again, a person will tell me, yeah, but I get it, you know, some people have like this illness, they can't wake up in the morning. Yeah? Machla. It's like in a machla, yeah? Now they can't wake up, every time they roll into Seder, you know, they do Chol Hashem when they come in even. So I'm not, so it's Nefesh now, you'll get up every morning, it's not Megia. He's sick. He has to go to the doctor. But it's not a steer. But by night he's awake. These people are much awake by night. Most people don't sleep both times. Only the very sick ones. But I'm saying, so imagine you wake. He takes one of the nights that doesn't disturb Friday. Some people Friday is not good for them. Lel Shabbos, in part of which everyone was awake. Lel Shabbos. I told you we had. I told you once. Now Shabbos and Panovich, you ate in the yeshiva. Even was not in Shabbos, yeah. You ate like 10 minutes or 5 minutes. It's like a rush. Who will finish the meal for quicker? Our table was the only one that we sang this mirror, you know. I was not scared from the pressure, yeah. But everyone ran after it upstairs. You sat in the bismarish and you learned. And, you know, it was a fight not to go to the bathroom. It was a bizarre. The Olim counted how much every time. I'm saying, you know, Alevi, this was the Kina Seifer. The Chacham was to sit like this the whole night. The whole night. This was the Gvur. Yeah, I'm asking, maybe it's Kindushka. But, you know, and this would be the Kindushka, yeah? He said, from 7 o'clock till 7 o'clock in the morning. The Shvachers went to Vasikim. But look at the matter. This changed the people. These people changed. A person has to have a mitzvah of mesilas nefesh. And every bocher could do it himself. Every bocher could find a time that it's not a stira for him to do it, but it's a mesilas nefesh. And he learned, he's live, he's becheshek. This is the hour that he's climbing up. This is the extra hour that he's climbing up. But he doesn't bequeath. He's in Ben Azmanim. Leil Shabbos is the night that I learn. Even he goes to the Simcha, he finishes 12 o'clock. Leil Shabbos is the time that I learn. This is the thing that I do. Or when I dress in pajamas, I'm ready by night, I learn 20 minutes. Everyone has to have his Mesilas Nefesh. But it's Baduk Umenusa. In 1 minute, it schleps the person up. In 1 minute, it turns the person. Chazal tell us that Hanani Mishael Ve'Azariah, they learned Mesirus Nefesh for the Tzfardei. That Hashem told the Tzfardei to go to Mitzrayim, but no one was told that he has to go into the oven. And the Tzfardei went into the oven. They were Mesir Nefesh. So Hanani Mishael Ve'Azariah, why is Mesir Nefesh? So before Shem explained why you have to come to Tzfardei, but the idea, what the Mefoshim stamped it back, was Negel in Yoneinu is, That Mesirus Nefesh that Chazal is speaking about is a Mesirus Nefesh in a place that you don't have to do it. Why? Hashem didn't tell him what frog has to go into the oven. So everyone had a right to go into the bread. Hashem said you have to go all over. So everyone was there. I have to go to the oven. I could climb with the fingers. I could jump on his head. But the frogs ran into the oven. They wanted the Moisel Nefesh. Shochan Ali Be'Azalia, they didn't have to. There was a lot of the Teirim not to go into the fire there. But they wanted the Moisel Nefesh. This Mishol Lechanani Mishol Be'Azalia Be'Kifin Eish Huya Neinu. This Mesiris Nefesh was Eimed L'Deiris. This Mesiris Nefesh, you don't have to, but you Moisel Nefesh. You don't have to, but you may sell nefesh. Chazal say, even on the Akedah, what was the Mesiris Nefesh in the Akedah? Because Hashem said, Aleyu le'oyla. Hashem didn't tell him to be makrib. So before Shem asked, the Maisa Kum Taisa said that the whole Akedah was a Torah of Avraham Avinu. Because Chazal say, Avraham Avinu told me to be Baruch Hostira. You told me to be Yitzhak Yol Chazera. Then you told me to make Akedah. Now you told me not. So Hashem, Rashi brings down. Hashem told him. I told you Aleyu. I didn't tell you to Shech. So before Shem asked, because also the ganze Akedah is one mistake in Avraham Avinu. The Torah says, if Avraham didn't want to do the Akedah, he would find already, he would hear already, Aleyu. Hashem getroffen the Torah. He wanted to do Rotzen Hashem. So he heard the Torah. The Torah says, you know, I'm all you learn a sugya, there's a shveret tumim, a matah cheshme midek tzoyz. Because when you learn, mamish oiski cheshme, and the migu, and it's a migu, because you could tain azeh, someone is a migu azeh. So the Torah frek, aber yedem bale boss, that is tiny lehadam, he knows the migu that if he would say this, he would say that. So the tumim would tiny to the nesivus, the fidek tzoyz. Come in mechtez. So the Torah says, when it comes to you money, everyone becomes a tumim midek tzoyz, with the nesivus tzav. A guy comes to the interior of the tiny sounds and tiny so good. The other guy tiny, Baba slugs him up in Gansu. Like you think to yourself, why you didn't think like the other person? I say it does. When it comes to Zaini girl, everyone has Alat Shot. So when it comes to your own kid, Avraham Avinu would hear exactly Aleyu, Shteini Shachteyu, Avraham, Aber Evil, doesn't give him that kid. Evil. We saw it in the end. Hashem tells him, no, he says, but I want this scratch. Hashem, let me a scratch. This Mesiris Nefesh. I'm saying, a bachur wants to change, it's so easy. I'm telling you, do it. Not in a month, in a couple of weeks, you'll see mamish a change. I'm telling you, it's bechush. But yet, not to do it to wait till the moisim to happen. But the Mesiris is, everyone that does it, it mamish changes him miyad. From one side to the other.